And of course, it's happening again. The Wade Ford Summer Concert Series is going down this Saturday, 6:30 show. It's going to be featuring Brian Simpson, Huge Groove, Bobby Caldwell, and this man right here I have on the phone with me this morning. Najee, how you doing, my friend?
What's going on, my man? How you doing?
Well, I tell you what, it's always good to hear from you. And, of course, you know, things for you are going well because your CD, Morning After, is a smoker. It's on fire, man. Good CD.
Oh, thank you so much, my friend. Really appreciate the support down there, you know.
And the folks in Atlanta really love you as well.
Yes, I love them, you know. And, you know, my son is there at Morehouse, so, you know, I'm excited.
Oh,
know,
wow.
Back down, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm no stranger, basically. I come all the time.
You yeah, know? You got to check up on him, huh?
You know that's right. I'm fortunate, though. He's a good kid. So good.
That's great. Also, what's so cool about a great CD is that you really have put together some good stuff on here. I mean, you've got Brian Bromberg doing the bass, and you even went back and got Melissa Morgan.
That's right, yeah. But, you know, it's always fun, man, for me to combine the different musical genres, which is natural for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's not always easy to make it accessible for the audience that you're targeting. You know, and not that I target any audience, but that, you know, the people that are used to hearing you. You know, so fortunately, you know, I got people who were able to communicate the ideas that I had in mind. We went in and did this album in 4 days, and I think it came out well, you know.
Wow, 4 days.
Yeah, 4 days, man. I flew Melissa out from New York to L.A., brought her in. She sang her chops off, and the other guys on the project played well, and that was it, man. I didn't even go back and redo horns, you know, like you go back and do overdubs, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. You heard Najee Roy. That was it. So, yeah.
Wow. And, you know, a lot of people, when we talk about how you did that, really understand that you really have to be talented in order to do that, you know, because most musicians are doing overdubs when it comes to the actual final process of recording a project.
Well, you know, I think it's a part of the recording process. Most people, including myself, it's not uncommon to do that. I just chose not to this time, you mm-hmm. know, and because, you know, one of the things was, let's just capture whatever happens, you know, make it a live CD in terms of studio recordings, live studio recording. You know, I had gotten some emails some time ago on one of my previous projects where a guy said, you know, I loved everything you did, man, but why the drum machine? And I had to think about that. You know, it's like nothing wrong with using drum machines, obviously, but, you know, I'm a live musician. I enjoy playing with other musicians. And I think there's a certain energy that naturally comes across when you do that, you know, that you can't get with a drum machine. You know, so that's what happened, you know.
And, you know, and that is a person that really appreciates music to be able to point that out as far as the drum machines. And I'm one of those guys, too. You know, I'm not really big on the drum machines. Live drums are just so much better. It just brings so much more to the music, in my opinion.
It really does. It really does, yeah. So I made it a point. I took it to heart. And I said, you know what? He's actually right. I'm going to take this criticism and work with it, you know.
Look, it's a little tough to hear that when you're hearing how good everything else is, right?
Right. Well, you know what? Sometimes, you know, the feedback is very much warranted and needed. And, you know, you want to hear what people are thinking sometimes, you know. And most of the times, you know, every now and then you get crazy people. But most of the time, you get people who really have something good to say, you know.
Yeah, well, they had a lot of good things to say when you came for our benefit concert as well. You know, people are still talking about how they actually had a chance to get up close and personal with you by you going out in the audience and playing and being able to still hear and play at the same time. That was incredible as well.
Well, you know, that was, I remember that concert. That was so much fun. I really thank you guys for having me on that one because you know my career, as well as Melissa Morgan. We both started with Shaka together, you know, so our careers. And to be on the stage with the boss lady, as we used to call her, you know, was just amazing for me to reunite with her after so many years. And even though we had done tours together when I became Najee, as you know me now, but, you know, it's never, I always love seeing her, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when we talk about your CD, The Morning After, you know, you have quite a story for the songs, especially one dealing with Maputo, Mozambique.
Yes, yes. We were in Mozambique. A friend of mine, famous saxophone player by the name of Moreira Chonguisa, is how he says how you say his name.
Wow.
In Portuguese. But he's, you know, from Mozambique, and he took us on a tour of Maputo. And I'd been to Maputo a few times, but this was the first time that I actually went to a township right in the center of the city. And when we got there, the people were just so loving. You know, and you, when you go there, they don't have all the creature comforts you and I may take for granted. I mean, the fact that we go in our house and turn on electricity, running water, all those basic things, a lot of the homes in that township don't have that. But you see the spirit of the people are kind. You don't see them whining. You know, what they want is donations for education. You know, the children are happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, there's no MTV, there's no inbox, none of that stuff, you know?
Right.
And these people seem to make life, you know, worth living in spite of these setbacks, you know? So we wrote that song, and we just attributed to them, and I got a lot of emails just saying, thank you, you know, you didn't forget us, that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, well, you
and
know.
I was saying, no, thank you, you know?
Hey, really, really and truly, that really speaks to your credit, being able to go to different places and be influenced to actually compose and arrange music based on your experiences.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just blessed, man. I can't even take any credit for that. It's, to me, you know, I would have never thought as a kid who wanted to travel, you know, that I would have done so many of the good things that I've been blessed to do, you know. So I'm very grateful for those opportunities.
Well, I tell you what, then you went on the other side over to Europe with Champs-Élysées.
Oh, yes. That's right. Well, you know, that's one of my favorite cities in the world, Paris. So, you know, and people who've been there know that that's one of the biggest, most fun areas of the city of Paris, you know. And you said it kind of, you said it right, man, because, you know, a lot of times people say Champs-Élysées. And one of my French friends, you know, Alex Bougnon.
Sure.
So he pulled me aside, he's like, look, man, I got to teach you how to say this. He says, the Champs-Élysées.
Yes.
Like, thank you.
Yes. Well, I'll let you in a little secret. I used to live in Paris. That's the only reason
I
know.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So. Oh, very good.
And of course, for a lot of folks, the Champs-Élysées is like a big district there, but it's also the streets where the Arc de Triomphe is and where Napoleon used to always bring his troops after war.
So, that's right. That's right. The Eiffel Tower is not too far from there. Some of the key tourist sites, you know, are there as well. Landmark.
I mean, you know, again, this is a great CD. You've covered just about everything. It is definitely incredible for you to have done it in 4 days. That speaks volumes. I'm still impressed by that. Wow.
Oh, it's easy when you have good health, though. I got to be honest, you know, so, yeah.
And
you
know,
like the old days, musicians get in the studio 1 day, 2 days, and knock things out. That's what we want with that spirit, you know. So.
Yeah, I mean, you've come a long way. Considering the days of your first CD with the dashiki on, you know?
Oh, man. You know, I told you the story how I...
Yeah, tell them.
You know, I fought the record company. Like, I don't want to wear no a dashiki on my album cover. You know, I'm a guy from New York. And would you know that that ended up being one of my biggest selling albums till this day.
Still selling,
you know? So, it was a great lesson in humility and just saying and understanding, you know, in my position, you don't always know everything, you know?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
And most of the time you don't.
Yeah. Even though we think we do.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Well, again, I tell you, we are so excited about you coming down to Atlanta. It's going to be Saturday, July 12th, Maple House Barnes Amphitheater. It's going to be Brian Simpson, Huge Groove, Bobby Caldwell. You might know some of those folks, huh?
Oh, I think maybe a little. I've worked with each and every one of them. Well, Huge and I have toured, not toured, but we've done a few festivals together. Brian Simpson and I toured with Stanley Clark and Billy Cobham, George Duke together. And, of course, well, Bobby Caldwell and I have a song that we wrote together many years ago called Love Light.
Wow.
So on one of his albums.
Wow.
So we all go back a long, long time now.
And you know, it'd be really cool if you guys actually were able to come up with a tune and do it on Saturday.
You know what? I wish I had his number. I would call him and see if that was possible. But I'm sure they're probably out running around wherever they are. And might be a little too late now, unfortunately. But nonetheless, we'll see. Well, you never know what may happen.
I mean, come on. This is what jazz is about. Improv, right?
That's right. You're absolutely right, my friend. Yeah. Hey, listen, is there any way we can give away a couple of tickets as a gift, you know, as for my guest?
Well, of course we can.
Okay.
We'd be more than happy to do that. As a matter of fact, why don't we do it right now?
All right. That sounds good.
All right. We'll
love to have two people come as my guests on Saturday. That would be wonderful.
Oh, wow. This is big. Oh, this is big. Oh, this is big. Ladies and gentlemen, this is real big. All right. This is, wait a minute. The program director just came in and said, you giving away a Ferrari with that? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to give away how many tickets now? I want to know.
We're going to give away two tickets.
Two tickets.
You know.
All right, two tickets right now for caller number 9 at 404-880-9255 or 404-880-WCLK. You will be Najee's special guest, giving away two tickets. That's pretty nice of you there, Najee.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure.
Now, you are currently in New York right now, right?
I am. We're playing here tonight. We're excited. We're playing the Smooth Jazz Cruise. Excuse me. We're playing the Smooth Jazz Cruise here in New York City, which is a big event every year. Several artists play it. And tonight we're performing two shows. So we're excited about that. And then we're on our way down to you guys on Saturday.
Well, that sounds good. And that's going to be a great tune-up for you because, of course, New York is home for you. So everybody's going to be there supporting you, right?
Absolutely, man. My friends come out. You know, I told you the story, man. They come out there. I'm not going to put it on the air. But, you know, they call you by the name they knew you as in high school or whatever. Yo, yo. Yeah.
You know how your people are.
I do.
Well, that is awesome. Again, it's this Saturday. Najee will be in the building along with Huge Groove, Brian Simpson, Bobby Caldwell. The show starts at 6:30, Mabel House Barnes Amphitheater. I'm going to be the host for the show, so I can't wait to see you again, Najee.
Oh, good, man. It'll be great to see you as well, my friend.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And I tell you what, you have a great show up in New York, and have a safe travels on your way down to what we call the A.
All right, my friend.
And we want to give a shout out to your son too, since he goes to the house. Could have went to Clark, right. But he goes to the house. It's still in the family. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right.
And of course, I want to thank you again. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care, Bart.
Here's one of my favorites, Champs-Élysées. This is good stuff, Najee.
Amen. My friend.
All right. Thank you. Colin.
How do we get the name for the ticket?
Well, you know, we can take care of all of that.
You take care of that? Okay, great.
That's no problem. We'll make it easy for you. All you got to do is do your thing, and we'll do our thing. How about that?
All right, sounds good, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you, my friend. All right.
All right.
928, caller number 9. You got it. You are going to be a special guest of Najee. Two tickets. Wow. That's what I'm talking about. Can't wait to see the show. And I tell you, the world needs more people like Najee. Good guy all the way around. Call number 9. Good morning and good luck.